with you, my friend?
I don't know.
You don't know? Have you been listening to any good music lately?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah? You want to tell me about it?
Yeah. I actually I re-listened to it just before I left work. Like, all okay. Stuff just before I left work.
Uh-huh.
Do you have the, like, are you stationary? Or are you driving? Or what are you doing?
I'm walking, but I have all of the songs that I sent you.
Okay.
And,
I'm going to try to read the list as much as I can while driving, if it's at all doable.
Yes. Okay. Well, don't be killing yourself now. It's not worth it.
Okay. So, let's preface this for the audience.
Yes, let's.
What are we doing today?
We are going, well, if your listeners have been following you diligently, and they will remember one of the last podcasts a few weeks ago, say maybe a month ago, when we were talking about the fact that there's this new radio station, Mountain City Rock, but it's an internet radio station, and they've been playing kick-ass music. And I've just been like a giddy little schoolgirl, like, oh my god, this is so awesome.
Yeah, so I can obviously hear new music.
Exactly.
I have been listening to it, by the way.
Oh, the radio station.
Yeah, and I used up all my data. So the app on the Samsung, the way it works is you turn it on, and if you want to turn it off, you're not listening to it, it doesn't really turn off. So I guess I've been running for quite some time.
Ruh-roh.
However, my data, my new data started like the 2 days after. So.
Yeah, actually, I just added new data, but supposedly you only need 60 megabytes. Like, say for example, your travel time is like an hour.
Yep.
It's only 60 megabytes.
Yeah, it's not very much.
Of streaming. No, exactly.
When
it's
you're streaming
very
audio, it's not very much.
Exactly. But just in case, I went and increased my data plan because I need to be connected. Damn it. Must have the music. So some of the songs that I sent you.
Yeah.
Well, there was a couple off of the latest Warrant album.
Yep. So I have a question first. Are all these songs that you discovered from this radio station?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, they're completely new. Like, I mean, Warrant is the only band that I knew of. And,
okay,
but
that's
I
not
had,
expected
I,
as much.
Yes, but the other ones are completely new to me, and it really is like Christmas morning, and I don't know what it is, but there's such a rush when you find a good band and it's new music and it just re-energizes me, and it just gives me it's a drug. It's a drug is what it is. My name is Tracy and I am an addict of good hard rock music.
That's right. What I want to say is out of the list, I heard of, other than Warrant, of course. I mean, you and I went to go see Warrant.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And who did they open for? I think we talked about this before.
I want to say it was Poison. Yes, I think it was Poison.
And they were way better than Poison, if I recall.
Yes. Oh, hell
right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I think Warrant surprised us.
Mile.
I think we liked Warrant, but I think we liked Warrant even more when we were done.
Yes.
That was my recollection.
No. Yes, without a doubt, it was. Poison was just it was pathetic, and I saw Poison a couple months ago when they were on the same bill as Def Leppard and Tesla, and I was like, really,
did they improve?
No, CeCe DeVille is still.
They were really messed up when we saw them, though. That was their peak period of just being.
Yeah, it was
on everything.
I want to say it was like their Flesh and Blood tour,
yep.
Or like they were, that was the album they were touring on. And
How was Tesla?
They're good. I mean, they are such a good, hardworking band. Love them.
Okay, good. I was wondering if they were still as solid as I remember them, because I remember back in the day, they were the band that people didn't talk about as much as everyone else. Because they didn't look like Poison or you know, Mark Slaughter or Baz Elias.
Yes, exactly.
It's tough. Yeah, so it's tough when you don't look that good.
That's – well, the thing – they were kind of like the working – you know what? I was like more the working man, but they had an intellectual edge. I mean,
yes.
Because, you know, they were talking about, Nikola Tesla.
Oh, yeah.
And just the way that they wrote their lyrics was just so inventive and so innovative. I liked their –
they were ahead of most other bands, in my opinion.
Oh, yes. Without a doubt. I mean, just they were in their own category. It was, yeah, I definitely, I like their style and I like their music and they're always a good bang for the buck.
Yep.
For them. So, anyways.
Okay, yeah. So let's move on to the songs, I guess. I was going to say, I could have gone on and told like 10 more stories about Tesla.
That's right. Yes, but we can.
There's no way out.
From this living hell.
Can't sing too well today. Is
this it? No. Oh no! Don't tell me that's the worst. You can't have a sore throat. I can't have a sore throat.
I know. We can't afford it.
No, we cannot, because that would be the death of us. That would just, we can't be put on the shelf there temporarily. That just does not happen.
No, exactly. But, or as an Acadian might say, we can't refort it.
We can't refort it.
Yeah.
Tu peux pas faire ça.
I can't afford that there, you know.
You can't afford
that. I mean, I don't have the expense account for that kind of
don't.
Thing.
I love it.
Yeah.
God, you know, bless the Maritimes, honestly.
We could invent two characters. We could do a secondary podcast.
Hells yeah.
Two effers from New Brunswick, we could call it. And, you know, that could be it.
You are brilliant. You, my friend, are a man before his time. Truly.
Or completely sucked in time.
I mean, sucked in time. There you go. That would be a great song.
I would never.
Anyways, I'm just going off on my – I'm going on a tangent. Anyways, yes.
So out of those bands, I did hear of Blacktop Mojo before.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, they do play them very, very sparsely on the radio here.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know what song it is, but I've heard them played on the radio here, which is surprising.
Well, the song that I sent you is called Where the Wind Blows, yeah. And to be able to put people into context as to what they send, because they're out of Texas.
Yep.
So basically, if you took Soundgarden and Lynyrd Skynyrd,
yep,
and you put them together and, you know, they made a baby, 9 months later, you'd have Blacktop Mojo.
So there's that whole southern sound that
yes
that it kind of so from my perspective when I heard of Blacktop Mojo, it came out of that I don't know second generation third generation Texas blues sound which became Pantera.
Yes,
so
yes.
Panteraism in there in the way in some bands the guitar player plays with the drummer.
And interesting.
Or it does. Generally, it's a rhythm section, right? The bass player.
Uh-huh.
But I noticed there's definitely a groove that goes on where there's a syncopation between the guitar player and the guitar player and the drummer, which our band does. So I was listening to this going, wow, that sounds like Alex on guitar.
Oh, wow.
Not that we're as good as that.
Yeah.
We're good. Don't get me wrong.
Hey, man.
But that's
you're on the right track.
In our band, the bass is a lead instrument.
Okay.
And the guitar player plays with the drummer a lot of the time.
I see.
So just as a explanation, I guess, if the drummer is going that's exactly how the guitar player is riffing. Jigga.
Wow.
Jigga, jigga, jigga. So that kind of syncopation goes on.
Okay.
So I've noticed that's what these guys do, and it's like, I like it a lot.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you intentionally segued, because I don't know if you heard another song. I don't even remember if I must have sent it to you. It's a guy by the name of Rex Brown.
Oh, yeah, that was the other one. Same thing. That's, and who is Rex Brown?
Well, he's the former bassist for Pantera.
Yes, ma'am.
Another
concert we saw, by the way.
Yes, yes, that's
saw them
true.
On the vulgar display of power tour opening for Skid Row.
Wow, if I forget anything, I'm so calling you because you have the mind like a steel trap.
That was a top five concert for me.
Because it was,
if you recall, I don't know if you recall, it was a few days before I moved away.
Really?
The last concert we saw together.
Well, then, you see, that's probably why I've blocked out everything because it was such a sad time for me.
But it was such a good show. Your dad
drove Yeah.
Decadent Dave. He drove us to the show.
Diamond Dave. Yes, that's
I liked Pantera somewhat. But when I moved to Winnipeg right after that, I was heavy into Pantera.
You're heavy. Right.
I was crushing on a girl that liked Pantera. So.
Oh, really? Oh, well, there you go.
And I just seen them and like, oh my God, you saw Pantera? I'm like, yeah, I did.
And so you were the end all and be all, and you were like uber hot because
I wasn't quite cool enough for this lady. I liked this lady a lot, and it just never panned out.
Oh, well, you know, she totally missed out. But anyways.
Yep, she did.
But yeah, so this that particular train song, I was completely blown away just by the sound.
I really liked it. And then I'm like, who the F is this? And I'm like, Rex Brown?
I know. I know.
I had three standout songs out of the whole list you sent me. So Rex Brown, that was one of them. Blacktop Mojo, I really liked a lot.
Okay. What was the other one?
Was
it Hell or High Water?
Well, let's get to that in a second.
Okay.
That was my favorite song of the batch.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I really like that Old Lord song by I Can't See the Name of the Band.
In this moment. Oh, my God.
That was really good. It had a lot of different styles in it, too, which was kind of
Yes. Well, as soon as I heard the first kind of like chorus of that song, I got goosebumps. Yeah. Goosebumps. I was like, oh my God, I love this chick's voice.
Was it a chick I didn't even know?
Yeah.
This is either a guy with an incredible range.
No.
Oh, a chick singer, that's even cooler.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm really digging, her and also Lizzie Hale. From Hailstorm. Whoa, just unbelievable.
I'm a huge fan of her because she's a huge fan of things.
Really.
She doesn't pick in whatever. She likes a whole bunch of shit.
Mm-hmm, cool. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, yeah, you have to keep like an open mind about different types of music and take different things from different styles, whatever.
I want to name drop here because this Old Lord. What's the name of this band in this moment? Okay, so this. Okay, it kind of made me think of there's a band, and this is something I'm gonna. If you can't find it, I will send you. I've got three tracks. From this band. They're called Domenica. They're from Winnipeg.
Okay.
And they had this phenomenal song that I instantly connected with. It's a hard rock band with a female singer. Mm-hmm. And everything about this band is freaking awesome. And they're touring Europe all the time. So I don't know what level of success they've achieved, but I wish the best of them. But yeah, called Domenica. I could just drop some tracks in our Dropbox folder.
Totally.
There's one song called, I think it's called Serotonin. That's the one I connected with right away. It was like, oh, wow. I don't listen to lyrics often, but lyrically the song hit so many freaking buttons for me.
Really? Okay.
Yep. And I don't listen to lyrics, but for some reason, she made me listen to them when she sang.
Wow.
So it was really good. So it was very much, it reminded me of this.
Interesting. Anyways, yeah, so she's just, I don't know. As soon as I heard like the first chorus and lyrics, I was just like, she is unbelievably cool. I want to be this girl when I grow up.
Yeah, that was my second favorite out of the batch you sent me, for sure.
Okay, yeah. All right.
And it was there's just that creepy intro.
I know.
It had atmosphere and it told a story.
Yes.
Concisely, it told a story.
Yes. Like, God have mercy on me, like,
no. dissing somebody, whatever. This actually had atmosphere and...
This is deep shit, man.
Yeah, it was like I love shit like that. That's...
Yeah. She's really unbelievable, and I hope to hear more stuff from them because she's her name is Maria Brink.
Maria what, sorry?
Brink. B-R-I-N-K. Brink. Interesting. Anyways, she's awesome. And
yeah,
so
gonna,
what else?
I'm definitely going to be checking more out. So my favorite song out of the batch, I kind of want to talk about them all, but my favorite song out of the batch was Hell or High Water. But I want to get to that. I want to finish with that if we could.
Okay, So
the Warrant songs, I listened to both of those. I like them a lot.
They're standard. They're standard hair metal. I mean, but
yes.
Like
lyrically,
I think Robert,
and all that sort of stuff.
But
voice on this guy. Like, holy
Robert Mason.
Shit.
I know. I fell in love with him as soon as I heard him. He was the second lead singer that came on board the George Lynch project, the Lynch Mob. And ever since then, I've loved his style. I've loved his singing and everything about him. He's just amazing.
Now, for completely selfish reasons, I would like to see this gentleman in a more mature band, because there is kind of a very juvenile aspect to them.
Yes.
Like, they haven't really progressed from the 90s, and I kind of hope they might. But I guess they don't want to lose their audience either.
Yeah.
You know, that whole cherry pie, let's have fun, dirty girls.
Is it. Like, ever since they came out, ever since they switched from Janie Lane, like, this last album that this came off of Louder, Harder, Faster, is their first album after Janie Lane's passing.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah.
Are these both tracks from the same album?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it just came out this May.
Okay, so maybe something current might have matured. Like, musically speaking, lyrics aside, it was very, very good, and I really, really liked it. Not Harder,
it's
Faster.
Middle of...
What was the other song called?
It's a Devil Dancer.
Yeah, Devil Dancer was really, really good.
Yes.
Musically speaking, the chorus, like the vocal, all that stuff was really, really good. I just thought that the lyrics were about 10 years behind the song.
They're like middle of the road type, like vanilla.
Yeah. I mean, like Flip of the Tongue from House of Lords or something.
Yeah.
You know, I liked that at the time, and it's really funny. Maybe it's not supposed to be funny, but I find it humorous.
Yeah.
And this I didn't find humorous. I just felt like...
No.
You know?
I think they still have, like, the moniker of, like a party band.
Yeah.
But maybe, like, instead of being 16, 17, they're, like, 25.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're kind of slowing down.
LMFAO could tour together, I guess, or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, funny you should say that.
Oh, another segue? Awesome.
Yes, another segue. I want to say it's Red Sky Mary that you mentioned.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that was good, too.
The song Gone. I swear, there's all kinds of, like, segues left. And we didn't plan this at all.
No. We just have one brain.
That's exactly it. Anyways, this Red Sky Mary... that you had already heard about.
Yep.
They've actually been on tour with Warrant and LA Guns.
They were good too. They didn't make my top three, but they were pretty darn close.
Mm-hmm.
I did enjoy it. I found it catchy, very catchy.
Yes. There's definitely quite a hook factor to that song.
Okay, so what else?
We got Wayland Through the Fire.
I think that's the one. Yes. I think that's the one I said. Oh, yeah, Wayland Through the Fire. I was able to look at my note. That's the one I just wanted to sing along to the whole time.
Yeah.
Did I really like it? I don't know, but just the range of the vocal and kind of the sing-songy nature, I just wanted to sing along.
Right.
Like kind of a brown-eyed girl or something.
Sure, okay.
You know, whether I like the song or not, it doesn't matter. I just want to sing along.
If Van Morrison was in a hard rock heavy metal band, that's what it would sound like. I see. I got you.
Sometimes you just sing along to, and this is just kind of one of those you just sing along to.
I think, it kind of had, like, I'm very, unlike you, like, I really hook in to the lyrics, like, right out. I mean, if it's
lyrically
if
speaking,
it's a part,
it is very strong.
It's if it's a yeah, because I mean it has an inspirational message behind it, like I'll lead you through the fire, I'll be with you type of thing.
Yeah.
So that was kind of positive.
Yeah, I think that's a song that I like right now. I don't love,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah.
10 years from now, I'm still gonna like this song. It's not gonna mm-hmm. go away. It's kind of one of
those. Yeah. It has staying power.
You know what it reminds me of?
What?
Let me tell you. There's a song called Home. Came out a few years ago.
Okay.
It was by, oh man, who wrote the song? I'm going to put it in the credits. I can't remember the name. I actually went and bought it, the song, because I really, really liked it. And they played it on the university radio station here.
Okay.
And the lyrics of Home are just about two people that are just in love, and they're not exceptional people. Like,
they're just and me,
just regular people. And for me, that was and Sylvia liked the song too. It's just kind of a love letter between two people who love each other. And in the song, it's two people singing to each other.
That's so sweet. Because
the guy sings and the girl sings. And
wow.
There's lines like, I still love my ma and pa and home. That's what I call home. Home is whenever I'm with you. That was the line.
That's so sweet.
And they had a really, Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros was the name of the band.
Oh, okay. Magnetic Sharp? No.
Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, I think is what it's called.
Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. Okay.
Yeah, but it was really good. I will send that song to you. It doesn't fall into the type of music you and I listen to.
No, but
it's this song in that the words mean so much and the endearment in the singing.
Right, right.
Similar. That's what this song reminded me of right away.
Okay.
I just wanted to sing along, and I sing along to Home all the time whenever it's played.
Oh, wow. Well, completely switching gears and saying, I love you.
Yep.
Well, there's this song, I Don't Need Your Lovin', by Inglourious.
Oh, that's not that. I didn't have that one.
No, I can't believe I didn't send it to you. Oh, no.
Unless it's in the
folder
after I took the song, though.
I so suck.
Because I went in and then copied the folders of the songs to my phone. But no, that is definitely not on my list.
Okay, well, I will send it to you as soon as I get home. But if you want to just get a little taste, basically, it's a UK band. This is the only UK band that that I've been listening, or at least in the list of songs that I thought I sent you. But they're out of London, and the lead singer actually sang for a while in the Trans-Siberia Orchestra.
Oh, okay.
And also,
points right there.
One of the guitarists is Old Scorpions guitarist Uli John Roth.
Ooh.
So yeah.
Okay,
so
it's even more interesting.
Well, yeah. There you go.
Well,
and
let's
like this.
That's for the next podcast because I want to.
Okay.
Yeah, what
anyway,
else do we
so,
have?
And I think the last one was the one that you really wanted to kind of leave the best for last.
Okay.
Was I Want It All.
Okay, so am I correct in, is that the Bullet Boys song singer band?
No.
No?
No.
Boy, did that sound like the Bullet Boys.
Really? Well, it's the ex-drummer from a band. I don't know. I've heard of them. I haven't heard anything of them, but I've heard of them. They're called Atreyu.
Oh, okay. I really like this song. I'm like,
yeah,
oh
that's
my God,
like in your face.
It's like someone signed it. You know what? Let's create a band that Sean would like specifically. It hit every freaking trope I like, cheesy or not. I just every single freaking trope was in there that I like.
It checked every box.
Like they had the sexy verse, like. Whatever, how I sang it there, but
yes,
they sang it sexy. But it had that sexy. There's a bit of a groove,
yes,
like THC groove from Bullet Boys. It had that little bump, like
yes.
I'm shaking my hips right now. You can't see it. I'm shaking my hips and my elbows and my elbows and my shoulders.
Please keep your arms, your hands at 10 and 2.
Yep, I am. Yep, still. Yep,
okay,
but I
can
still move
can
my shoulders.
Still, you can still move your shoulders and shake your groove thing, and yes.
And then so the singer did a lot. So from a vocal perspective, I always listen to what the singer's doing vocally, the range they're exhibiting and how they're singing in different voices. Cause I don't like someone that just sings kind of the same all the way.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I hate to say it, but like an AC/DC, how it's just the same all the way through. But I like AC/DC. He actually has character.
Yes.
Brian Johnson.
But
has
I mean,
but
I'll agree with you.
Not monotonous. Repetitive.
It's repetitive. I mean, let's be honest. They've come out with the same album for at least 40 years,
it's
except
true.
They just changed the name.
But it somehow works. Like I do like
AC/DC. Yes.
Don't get me wrong.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But a lot of bands copy that.
Yes.
And then they have a specific vocal style, and every song sounds the same.
Yes.
But with AC/DC, they can get away with it because it actually sounds good. Like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
well, they also
song,
have like yeah.
So this song here, had everything. There was nice little, like the chorus.
Pause.
I want it all.
Yes.
I wish I could sing right now. I actually just want to sing along to it.
Okay, no. Don't go blowing your voice.
No.
That would not be good.
No. But it was catchy in every which. And then he kept doing Mark Torianism.
Like
Mark Torian from Bullet Boys. And I'm like, this has got to be the Bullet Boys band. Because there was something you had sent me that had like the three ex-members of Bullet Boys.
Really? Oh, okay.
I can't remember what it was you sent me. This was it.
Must have been a drunken stupor. I have no idea.
But it had a lot of Bullet Boys swagger to it.
Okay. Oh.
But that swagger that Bullet Boys has, but there's a maturity behind it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not schlocky or cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't even know what the lyrics were, but the way they were sung, I think the lyrics are probably pretty good.
Well, if you're interested, the album's name is Vista.
Vista?
Vista. Yes. Yeah. It's their latest album. They just came
out. On the strength of that one song, I would go buy the CD tomorrow.
And I could totally hear you saying, I would put money in that guy's jeans.
I would put, I'd put a couple bucks. I'll put a couple bucks in those guys' jeans.
Yeah. Anyway, so, well.
But yeah. Okay, you foisted these songs on me, so you've given your opinion on them all. What's your 2 cents on this one?
Well, I mean, definitely. Like, I think I've pretty much made my my love affair known about, my love for In This Moment.
Yes.
And just, like, unbelievable singing style and just her it's haunting. It's haunting.
Yes.
And, let's see what else was there. I mean, there's songs that are kind of like, you know, your typical, I don't want to say typical, but like hard rock meets country kind of good old boy, like party song.
What's the Sons of Texas?
One Shot.
Yeah.
One Shot. And that's, Lansdowne.
Oh, Lansdowne. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, that's just, you know, that's pure, just, you know, raunchy fun.
Yep.
Let's see here. What else was there? I definitely am loving Red Sky Mary.
Yeah.
I guess and Glorious. I was completely blown away that they've been around for a couple of years. They've been around since 2014.
Now I really have to hear those.
Yeah. But I can't believe it. Okay, seriously, I have to
send it
to
you. You've got to give me that
song. Yeah.
Do you think that's going to steal my top spot? Glorious?
It might. It might. I mean, because the guy is heavily influenced by yours and my favorite, David Coverdale.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
So it's just, it's their second album, and...
Second album?
Second album, yes.
Would say, this is from the second album.
Second album. God bless.
Annihilate. You know, those guys.
Yes. God bless. Bugamo.
Hey, okay.
Yes.
So for the next podcast. So you're going to give me that song. I'm going to give you the Domenica song. And I'm going to throw in a special treat in the fold.
Woo!
I'm going to throw in something you probably never heard.
Okay.
But I've got some studio tracks
from
Bugamo himself.
Shut up. Okay,
I've got like an album's worth of material that he sent me. And it is good.
He's a scream.
But not the way you expect. Not from the stuff we talked about before.
Yeah.
He's got a whole folky side that he does.
Really?
And he's got one song that just makes me cry.
Maybe you want to, like, preface and explain who Bugamo is. Yes.
Okay, so Bugamo is... Okay, so I've got my two favorite guitar players of all time are not in bands out of Hollywood. No. They're my brother and Bugamo.
Right.
Easily, without no second guessing whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Without hesitation.
Yeah, my two favorite guitar players. Mm-hmm. Yes, I like, you know, guys like, Slash or whatever, but... No, if I had the opportunity, I always said this before and I'll say it again. Mm. If I had the choice of playing on stage next to my brother or Bugamo or playing on stage next to, like, I don't know, Eddie Van Halen or Steve Vai, I would pick those two gentlemen first. If I had my dream band, those would be the two guitar players in my band.
That's if you had your druthers to choose anybody. For, like, the ultimate band that you
It'd
would...
It'd be those two. I would... Be those no two. Question. No question at all.
Wow.
And I get to share the stage all the time with my brother, so I've realized that dream in two different bands. Three different bands. I'm ecstatic about that. I've yet to play with Bugamo, and I would kill... Who would I kill?
I would kill four.
You know what? You guys give me $5. I'll go take out Trump if you can guarantee I can sing on the same stage as Bugamo Chuck Chuck.
Okay.
So anyway, so he's a guy that I grew up with. He's the guy that introduced me to harder music. So he was a huge Ozzy fan. So he's the guy that got me into Ozzy. He's the guy that got me into Megadeth. He's the guy that got me into Metal Church. He's the guy that got me into... I don't know, bands like that. And then that's what he listened to in high school. And then after that, he went down a completely different path and started listening to, like, Simon Garfunkel.
Wow.
And
he took a hard left.
Yeah. And I kept going.
Okay.
Like, I like the harder stuff. Like, I was hair metal guy, and then I transitioned to a little bit. I still like the hair metal, but I like the melodic guitar playing was what he was into, and he could play any of that stuff in his sleep.
Wow.
And he used to send me tapes of him just playing, okay, I'm going to play you Annihilator now, and he just play it, and then I'm going to play you Halloween, a song by a band called Halloween, and the song is called Halloween, and he just played it for me. It was freaking awesome. Like, this guy's phenomenally talented.
Was he the same grade as you?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was friends with me and Rich. So, yeah, so anyway, I'm going to include some tracks. I'm actually going to reach out to him, and I'd like to actually play one of his tracks in the podcast.
Well, yeah.
So I'm going to get permission from him to do so. If he doesn't, I'm sorry to everyone, but I'm going to really push to pick, I'll let him pick the one that we get to play.
For old time's sake, you would think that, I'm sure.
But I'm really going to push to play Illusion Fluid, a song here. It's one of his heavy tracks. And he plays all the instruments on it.
I was just going to say, is this one of his own...
his own creations, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. He sent me a whole, like a CD's worth of all original creations.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's that one is really, really good. Oh, God. I don't know. We'll see what he says. But I'm going to send you the tracks so you can listen to them. And if I'm allowed to share them to the public, then I will.
Yes. So we'll see what he says, and we'll take it from there.
Yep.
But in the meantime, you're sending me stuff.
Yes.
I'm sending you stuff.
Yep. And we're going to talk about it on the next one, which do you want to do again next week?
Sounds like a plan.
Between Wednesday and Friday again?
Sounds like a plan.
Awesome.
Works for me.
Perfect.
Yay! I love talking with you, and I love talking about music.
Yeah.
And both of them, like, together is just the ultimate.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Anyways.
Okay.
So you still have some ways to go, but I think we can leave the people go right now, and then we'll catch them next week.
Yes, we will.
Awesome.
All right.
Take it easy. Bye.
Bye.